The Adventures of Floyd and Boyd. Floyd meanders hazily yet wide-eyed through the accommodating atmosphere in the dining room of the hotel scullery in search of the heated swimming pool. Tired after a late-night flight, he longs for nothing more than the warmth of submersion and a savory supper, whichever makes more sense according to his fancy. Boyd bounces boisterously toward the dining room, happily hungry for his soon-to-be savory supper. Having just turned 6 and ready to be free from the grip of authority, his order of tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches fulfilled by their white-coated waiter long before Boyd's parents arrived at the table. Floyd circulates senselessly, his malnourished mind seeking solace in a swim, the stress of his travels, the steady buzz in his brain, the rim of the pool he finally sees before him, he muses, will contribute greatly toward the banishment of his woes. Boyd inhales, reveling in the sweet scent of steamy tomato soup and grilled cheese. Boyd's mother insists that he wait for his food to cool. Boyd's father sits in, "Yes, dear," stony silence. Boyd lifts his spoon in rebellion and dives right in. Floyd makes a beeline for the pool, sparing no expense in diving right in. His lack of swimming experience doesn't stop him from attempting the backstroke in the soothing, warm liquid of the rippling pool that serves to baptize his weary soul. Slowly, he begins to feel the presence of something greater than he. Boyd's spoon scoops hastily back and forth between soup and mouth, his parents shifting uncomfortably in their seats all the while. Boyd's mother implores that he practice dipping his utensil like a ship gone out to sea. Boyd's father sits in, "Yes, dear," stony silence. Boyd shifts his adversarial glare between his parents as he dips his spoon irreverently for another bite. Floyd floats freely, feeling all tension leaving his body as an uplifting sensation washes over him. The notion of ascending far beyond his reach, of flying without wings, though impossible, seems to be occurring as Floyd works on his butterfly stroke. Boyd's gaze shifts suddenly from his cosmetically concerned parents to the heretofore unnoticed addition to his dollop serving of soup, which has slowed to a stop below his nose. Floyd begins to question his metaphysical journey toward the heavens when a foreign breeze begins spreading upon him, a breeze at once impetuous and sticky. Then Floyd looks up. Boyd instinctively flings his spoonful of soup and fly away from his wide-eyed look of horror. As his spoon clatters among the fine china on the table, the soup splatters his stone-faced father. Floyd sails in a seemingly perfect arc through the air in a sudden fall from grace, screaming amid his trajectory toward the unknown. He lands suddenly upon a stony protrusion, slippery with liquid upon which he grasps with all his might. Boyd's father, peering cross-eyed at his proboscis dripping with tomato soup, lets out a slight harumph as he blows a puff of air upward to send the fly perched upon his nose on its merry way. Floyd now finds himself airborne once more, flapping his wings dry, darting this way and that, he thinks to himself, "That is the last time I go for a swim in this establishment." The end.